I went riding through the woods, singing so loud and gaily. An icy wind blew through the trees and froze my ukulele. It ain't gonna rain no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. How the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't gonna rain no more? Like to lift your voices in song the next time the chorus comes around. It's very singable. It goes, it ain't gonna rain no more, it ain't gonna rain no more. How the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't gonna rain no more? The wind's sure gonna blow though. Well, a bullfrog sat on a lily pad, gazing at the sky. Lily pad broke and the frog went croak, got water in his eye. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, it ain't gonna rain no more. How the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't gonna rain no more? Well, I must tell you about the time I went to visit my uncle. He lived out there near where harmonica Frank Floyd lives. Actually, harmonica Frank Floyd told me the story, I think. Went to visit my old uncle, and he had one of these new houses, you know, and he was showing me all around the house, took me down the hallway, slammed open the door, and took me in a room, and he said, this here's a bedroom. Well, I could see it was a bedroom. It had all beds in it. Took me up to this bed in the corner there. He said, this here is a very expensive bed. It goes back to Louis the 14th. I said, that's nothing. I got a bed in my house. Goes back to Sears Roebuck on the 15th. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more. Ain't gonna rain no more. How the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't gonna rain no more? Well, he was showing me around the house, and then he said, it was my uncle who was showing me around his house. He said, you'll have to excuse me for a minute. I've got to go out and cut some stove wood. You can look around the house by yourself. So he did, and I did. Started looking around, and I found this little room, sort of shelved away from the other room, sort of like they didn't want me to find it or something. And in it was the prettiest horse watering trough you ever saw. It was all enameled over. Went from one side of the room to the other down there at the end. Had these two knobs in the end, you could turn them and start to fill up with water. Had a hole in the bottom of it, though, and all the water just ran right back out. But what I really come to tell you about was that over in the other corner of that room was the darndest contraption you ever saw. It was all enameled over, too, same as the horse watering trough, and it was the darndest thing for washing your feet. And you could jerk a lever and get fresh water for the other foot, too. Had two lids sitting on it, kind of one on top of the other. Top lid was in pretty good shape, but bottom lid was plumb wore out, had a hole clear through the middle of it.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
What'd you do with it?
Well, I took those lids home with me, Brian, and I made a breadboard out of the top lid, and I framed a picture in the bottom one. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more. Ain't gonna rain no more. How the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't gonna rain no more? Billy Sunday is a preacher. The church is always full. The people come from miles around just to hear him shoot the bull. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more. Ain't gonna rain no more. How the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't? Well, you talk about hard luck. No, I'll talk about hard luck. I got to tell you, one time I was down so low, I decided the only thing to do was to do away with myself. But I was afraid that my old pistol wouldn't work. So I went down to the store and I got myself a length of rope and a bottle of rat poison and a gallon of kerosene. I took all that stuff along with my pistol and I rode out onto the lake over to where the trees hung out over the water. I stood up in a rowboat and I tied the rope around my neck, tied it to a limb of that tree. Poured kerosene all over myself, swallowed the rat poison, started to set my clothes on fire, figured I'd shoot myself just as I kicked the boat out from under me. Well, wouldn't you know it, I missed with the pistol, shot the rope clear in two. Fell in the water and put out the fire in my clothes, and swallowed a big swallow of that lake water and vomited up all the rat poison. Standing there about waist deep in water, I decided my luck must have been changing. So I waited out and put up for governor. Darned if I didn't get elected too. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more. Ain't gonna rain no more. How the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't gonna rain no more?